Chapter 126, the desirability of commencing, starting with the right side when we're in clothes. هذا باب قد تقدم المقصود وذكرنا الحديث الصحيح فيه. Hadith in this regard recorded previously. The Rasulullah SAW used to like right side in everything. The book on the etiquette of sleeping, the chapter on the etiquette of sleeping, lying down, sitting, and assembly, the sitting companion in dreams. Chapter 127, باب ما يقول عند النوم, supplication at the time of sleeping. عن البلاء بن عازب رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى فراشه نام على شكه الأيمن ثم قال اللهم أسلمت نفسي إليك وجهت وجهي إليك وفوضت أمري إليك ولجأت ظهري إليك رغبة ورهبة إليك لا ملجأ ولا منجأ منك إلا إليك أمنت بكتابك الذي أنزلت ونبيك الذي أرسلت رواه البخاري بهذا اللفظ في كتاب الأدب الصحيح. هذا براء بن عازب رضي الله عنه narrates when the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم resorted to his bed. He slept on his right side. He then made this supplication, اللهم أسلمت نفسي إليك وجهت وجهي إليك وفوضت أمري إليك ولجأت ظهري إليك رغبة ورهبة إليك لا ملجأ ولا منجأ منك إلا إليك أمنت بكتابك الذي أنزلت ونبيك الذي أرسلت. والله I've submitted myself to you. I've turned my face towards you. I've handed my affairs to you. I have sought refuge in you. I have done all this in anticipation of your reward and in fear of your punishment. There is no refuge, no escape from you except to you. I believe in your book, which you revealed in your prophet, whom you sent, Bukhari. So this hadith is in Bukhari Sharif many places. Narrated from the Bara bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala. In a narration, Bukhari Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Bara, repeat this dua. So he said, اللهم أسلمت نفسي إليك وجهت وجهي إليك وفوضت أمري إليك ولجأت ظهري إليك رغبة ورهبة إليك لا ملجأ منك ولا ملجأ منك إلا إليك آمنت بكتابك الذي أنزلت. Instead of saying ونبيك الذي أرسلت, he said ورسولك الذي أرسلت. Instead of saying ونبيك الذي, as in the narration, as Rasulullah SAW taught him, he said ورسولك. Nabi and Rasul, what is the difference? I don't want to go into that. Which one is greater? Or are they both the same? There's a whole discussion on that. That's ilmi discussion. That Rasul is a person, a messenger who had a new Shariat, new book, like Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hazrat Isa, Hazrat Musa, etc. And Nabi is this. But then overall, when you study the different hadith, they're both the same or they have a little bit different, whatever the situation is. But when Rasulullah taught this Sahabi Bara bin Azib, he said, وَنَبِيَكَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلْتَ. When Rasulullah told him to repeat, instead of saying, وَنَبِيَكَ الَّذِي, and that Nabi that you sent, Allah, instead of saying, وَنَبِي, he said, وَرَسُولِكَ, and that Rasul that you sent. Rasulullah said, what did I say? What did I say? وَنَبِيَكَ الَّذِي, وَنَبِيَكَ الَّذِي. It's in Bukhari Sharif, this narration. It's in many, 5-6 places in Bukhari Sharif. It's in detail there. That Rasulullah taught me this dua and he made me repeat. Hazrat Mufti Khan Puri, when he came, he said an ajeeb thing. He goes, when we were students, he goes, I never understood, but I was a very clever student. And when we read this narration, Ustad said to me, I was a student who used to read Bukhari, very clever. So he said to me, repeat it. So I repeated this. Afterwards, when I started teaching Bukhari, then I understood why did my teacher tell me to repeat it. Because Rasulullah told the Sahabi, repeat it. The sunnah. So if I tell you right now, none of you can repeat it. Because if you don't know the dua, you're not going to repeat it. Because we don't have a memory like that. I don't have, you don't have. If I tell you right now, repeat it, nobody can repeat it. Allah, nobody can say, Allahumma salli ala nafsi ilayk wa jahd, unless he's learned it. Huh? So I can't act upon this here. But the issue is that here. But, وَنَبِيَكَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلْتَ. So from this hadith of Bukhari, we learned that whatever the words that you learn in hadith from a narration that you learn, try to read it exactly like that narration. Huh? Don't add anything. Like if a person, Allah min yasalikum khayyim asalikum min habibi sayyidina Muhammad wa'azum wa shayyidina Muhammad wa'azum wa shayyidina Muhammad wa'azum wa antal musta'an wa'alik al-balaq wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah illa billah. Bas, al-ali al-azim is not there, al-ali al-azim, don't add that. That narration of Imam Tirmidhi when Rasulullah taught hadha wa ma'amad is dua. So bas, up to there. Yeah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-ali al-azim is there, but not in this narration there. Isn't? That's what you call true. I think our salafs were very, very careful in narrating hadith, acting upon hadith. Here in this narration of Sahih Bukhari that we find Bara bin Azib radiallahu anhu, this Sahabi, Rasulullah, when he told him, and he just changed the name, wa nabiyyaka alladhi to wa rasulika alladhi, when he repeated it, Rasulullah said, no, say wa nabiyyaka alladhi, the way I taught you it. So Allah enable us to. So Shakir Ayman on the right side, this is Sunnah. And in some narrations, Rasulullah said that this is the last thing that you should read, this dua. It's a very, very comprehensive dua. But at least from now, you can read the other du'as that we know. We might not know this du'a, and sleep on the right side, as the narration says. And some narrations do wudu like the way you do wudu for salat. It's in some narrations like that. And then come to your bed. So it's in detail. Allah enable us to have the hadith and follow this.